Between September 1939 and February 1940, there were 120 tribunals in the UK in order to determine what should happen to so-called enemy aliens. That is to say, people living in the UK who were citizens of Germany and Austria. The reason for this was that we were at war with Germany and Austria, and having Germans and Austrians walking the streets of the UK was clearly a potential security risk. It is perfectly true that not every German or Austrian in the UK in this period was inherently a danger or was pro-Nazi, pro the German government, but nevertheless there was the potential for trouble. There was the potential that they might act against British interests, and therefore many of them, even if they weren't Nazi supporters, were interned just to be on the safe side. In essence, the policy was collar the lot. We are in a situation now in the UK, and indeed more broadly in Western Europe, where we are in an effective war with fundamentalist Islamic terrorist groups. In a sense, we are at war with some sort of vague Islamic entity. And because we do not practice this unfair policy of internment, the result will be, as I will show, and also for evolutionary reasons, continuous terrorist killings on the streets of Western countries, as we have recently seen in Germany. But before I explain that, it would really, really help me if you subscribe. But many of my viewers don't subscribe. Could you subscribe here? And could you subscribe on my Substack, where if you like what I do, you can support me for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month, and where there's in-person interviews and all kinds of fascinating stuff. Now, back to the video. So, what have we seen? Well, on Friday in Solingen, in Western Germany, a man who they have named as Issa Al-H, they don't reveal his surname for privacy reasons, 26-year-old, gave himself up after going to a festival to celebrate the 650th anniversary of the city, though, of course, in reality, this was presented as a kind of multicultural festival, and he stabbed a number of people. He managed to kill three people, most of them middle-aged white Germans, by stabbing them in the neck, and he injured eight others by stabbing them in the neck. This person had come to Germany as a Syrian refugee in that policy in 2015 when Angela Merkel just let in vast numbers of people without checking who they were. And he was a supporter of ISIS. He was a supporter of Islamic State. This is, of course, a very predictable thing. Why, you must ask yourself, why wouldn't this happen? It is so unbelievably predictable. And we see it in a context in which there was recently a stabbing in the UK, the details of which three little girls were killed, and in which we don't know the full details of the background of the offender. And there was a stabbing in Ireland a while ago, as well, in Dublin, again, by a person of Muslim extraction, and various others. Now, you would expect this, from an evolutionary perspective, to happen again and again and again when we are in a low-level war. Why? Well, because if you come to a country from the Islamic world, you will feel excluded. And you will feel that you are not part of the society, and feeling excluded has been known to elevate religiousness. By virtue of being foreign and by being among lots of people who are not genetically similar to you, you will feel stressed because it is an evolutionary mismatch. And stress, particularly mortality salience, but also stress in general, has been shown to elevate religiousness. People that are from these kinds of societies seem, compared to Europeans, to be elevated in schizophrenic traits. That is to say, people that are schizophrenic will tend to have disordered thinking. They will tend to over-detect agency, hidden hands behind events. They will over-detect external signals of internal states, and therefore, if someone's slightly annoyed with them, they will think they're furious with them. And this, of course, makes them paranoid. Schizophrenia itself is associated with being highly religious and having religious delusions. And it's partly genetic, but also it's, of course, partly environmental. And it is elevated in times of stress. It is elevated when you feel excluded. So you have all of these things coming together, plus the fact that, of course, if you're elevated in religiosity and you are of a Muslim background, it is likely that you will be therefore potentially open to fundamentalist Islam and to the idea that Western people are dreadful and are invading Islamic lands, and you know, you need to take part in order to be a good Muslim, or indeed in order to be a martyr for Islam, you need to take part in a jihad against these very bad people. And it's made even worse by the fact that the Europeans among whom you dwell are self-hating, and their elites are telling you that they, the Europeans, are very bad people, and you are held back by them, and they have hurt your people in the past, and they are just dreadful people. So this will, of course, elevate your paranoia and your idea that they are wicked people who need to be punished or who need to be fought against, and that you, as a kind of lone wolf, are the person who can do that. And so that is the situation we have created by allowing large numbers of people of a different society into our own societies, and particularly if they are from the Muslim world, where the Muslim world is on the move and is expanding and has this kind of expansionist jihadist ideology. And so I'm afraid that what we can expect is just more and more and more of these kinds of events. It will keep going. We are in effectively a low-level civil war for as long as these people are at liberty. We have seen, there was a case recently in the UK of a soldier who was stabbed again by a person who was non-British and was Muslim and motivated by Islam. This was, and the fact that we are then siding with the State of Israel in their war in Gaza makes this all the more pronounced. Low-level civil war, people that support the other side at liberty, those people being elevated in religiosity and being elevated in schizophrenic traits, you will see again and again and again them just stabbing other people, being sent perhaps slightly mad by the evolutionary mismatch in which they find themselves and becoming paranoid. This will not stop. It's just going to keep going. Of course, the policy, when we were more sensible in 1939 and more harsh in 1939 and 1940, was to intern those who could possibly potentially support the enemy within our own country in a proper clear war. This is not a proper clear war. This is a low-level civil war, and I'm afraid that from an evolutionary perspective, we would therefore predict that this will just go on and on and on until people are not prepared to tolerate it anymore.
Are you ready for the future of the West?